Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for February the 26th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is a neat hour, 2 of 2, and the goal, steady as a rock, remains the same. That is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country, using the Blueprint for Liberty, the Constitution for the United States of America. And ladies and gentlemen, the checks and balances put in place by the founders, absolutely brilliant. That's why we don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. What would you do in America, ladies and gentlemen? All right, Sheriff Richard Mack's with us. Kirk Cosby's with us. We got a round table. Absolutely. Welcome back, Sheriff.
Well, thanks, Sam. It's good to be with you, as always, and thanks for having me.
Kurt? Kurt's supposed to unmute himself. He knows Buenos Dias is coming up.
Buenos Dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam, and greetings, Sheriff Mack.
Yeah, Kurt, at the start of the thing, you need to unmute yourself and be ready to go, man. All right, here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about how waste of time the debates really are. Did you see the debate last night at all or hear about it, Richard?
Well, I saw a couple of things on Fox about it, but I didn't really listen. It looked like, again, that it was going to be rather entertaining, and that's all I consider the presidential election to be, is a form of entertainment.
All right. Anyway, all I'm telling you is the debate was a waste of time. They argued like little children. They covered the same old boring topics. Even Trump's getting boring as all get out now. No offense, but it's true. And I asked last hour a question that was asked of me by Scott Bradley yesterday. He called me up and he said, I'm working on a book, Sam. And what things would you do if you could just restore America today? What would you do if it was up to you to restore America? What would you focus on? What would you do? I answered a lot of it. Pete talked about a lot of it. A caller, Kurt, talked about some of it. What would you do, Sheriff, if all of a sudden we said, look, Sheriff, it's up to you to restore the country, get it done. What would you do?
Well, I'd do exactly what I'm doing, except bigger, better, and faster, and get the sheriffs engaged in defending liberty against the onslaught of the Goliath of Washington, D.C., and sometimes, as happens regularly also, from the state itself, from the governors and from the state enforcement of ridiculous gun control laws as they have going on in New York and other places. So, yeah, I would just simply take America back, sheriff by sheriff, county by county, and state by state. It's a grassroots effort, and that's exactly what I'd do, except I'd make it bigger, better, and faster right now.
There you have it. That's what the good sheriff would do.
See, I don't believe Washington, D.C. has any hope of changing anything or improving anything or making a difference.
Well, you're right about a lot of that.
So,
all right, there's a guy that emailed me. Again, I get these emails from time to time. A guy named Tom emails me and he says this. Hi, Sam. People keep saying the Nazis took guns away. This is false misinformation and disinformation. The Nazis were not the problem during World War II. It was the Jewish Bolsheviks, not the Christian nation called Germany. Hitler put the guns back in the hands of the people after the Jewish-controlled Weimar Republic took them away. You do know that the same conditions today were going on in pre-World War II Germany, right? Hitler gave the Jews almost 10 years to take their bank accounts and leave Germany. Those that stayed fought for Germany. Anyway, a lot of them lived outside the camps. Those who were in the camps were either refugees, no place to go, or criminals. No Holocaust, no gassings, no extermination plan. Until this fabrication is exposed and accepted by all, we will still be under the enslavement of the Jewish-controlled New World Order. By the way, we can't fix America as long as the Holocaust and 9/11 are taught to our children using the official narrative. Only truth will set us free. And by the way, if you want to know what is actually going on with the Vatican, and he gives me a video to watch,
goody.
Anyway, gun control, Germany. Anyway, it goes on and on and on. And I'm going to just say this in response. I am not willing to throw a label on large swaths of people and or circumstances to create my narrative. In other words, I'm not going to say, you know what, the Jews are the problem, blame it on the Jews. The Vatican's the problem, blame it on the Vatican. Okay? I'm not willing to do that because the Jewish guy that might be my next door neighbor is not at fault. What you have is you have an elite group of people around the world that have virtually infiltrated many, many, many organizations. You have many people who have, under the name of religion, exploited religions of all kinds, whether it be Christianity, Judaism, Muslims, whatever. And these extremist, terrorist, hateful, globalist elites have perverted the truth against us all. And I'm not going to blame it on these big label groups. I'm not going to come back and debate whether Hitler was a good guy or a bad guy. There's even stories right now about Hitler's anatomy running around, okay? I'm not interested in that. And I know you would say, well, Sam, then you don't want the truth. You don't care about the country. No, you're wrong. I'm just not willing to paint with a broad brush these ideas that throw huge chunks of people under the bus when they don't deserve it. Okay, I'm going to hold men accountable for their own actions. I'm responsible for my own sins, not for Adam's transgression, is the idea here. And I'm telling you right now that there are wicked people in all kinds of organizations, and they have an evil satanic conspiracy backed by Satan to overthrow all lands, to destroy freedom everywhere. And those people do exist. Some of them are public. Some of them we don't even know about, but no doubt they exist. And no doubt we can use the principles in the Constitution and the principles in true Christianity to preserve liberty. And the closer we live to Christian principles, in other words, the closer we live to following the Prince of Peace, the more self-governed we are, the more we use the Constitution to chain down government and the Bill of Rights to restrict government, and the more we use the Ten Commandments to become self-governed in our own lives, the greater liberty we'll have, regardless of who did what when in history, regardless of exactly who you want to pin the tail on the donkey and blame is at fault. We are all at fault for our own immorality and for our own shortcomings when we don't stand enough for liberty. That's my take and my response to his email. Let's have Sheriff Richard Mack respond, and then we'll give Kurt a chance to respond as well. Sheriff?
Well, you said it all. I totally agree, and I'm not going to blame the Mormon Mafia or some of these other ridiculous things that people have said and made accusations about. It is the individual, and I'm not going to say, oh, it's the Jews or it's the Nazi, even saying the Nazis. I don't care. I'm not going to blame the Ku Klux Klan. I'm not going to blame the Democrats. I'm not going to blame the Republicans. I am going to blame individuals. And if they're doing something wrong, then I'll call them out, and I'm not going to say, oh, that guy did something wrong, and he's a Jew. That guy did something wrong, and he's black. And that's the media. The media plays that card all the time. And Southern Poverty Law Center plays that card. I'm not going to be like them at all. If a black person does something, I'm never going to blame him because he's black. If a Mexican does something, I'm never going to blame him because he's Mexican. And that's just the way it is. And I'm not going to be racist. I'm not going to be judgmental. I'm going to call a spade a spade. If that person does something wrong, I will blame that person. I'm not going to sweep the entire problem with a wide brush that it brings in racism or any kind of bigotry at all. And I think you said it, stated it very eloquently and perfectly.
The problem is it divides, it does not unify. It also is a debate about exactly which detail of history. There's part truth to all kinds of statements. That doesn't mean that it's entirely true. And the problem is I don't see how going forward it helps the cause. Okay, for example, was Hitler a thug? In my personal opinion, he was. Now, a lot of people revere Hitler, but I don't. However, I would say that the United States was just as involved in building up Hitler and giving him the, quote, green light as anybody else. So I point my finger at my government. When it comes to Israel, hey, I believe in the biblical Israel, but I don't believe in the government right now abusing people around the world under the, quote, biblical idea. So now you get this, all these terms of what's true and what's not. And you get a very difficult scenario if you're not careful to where, what good are you doing? And that's why I kind of come back to this idea of what do we got to do to restore America today? That's the critical question. And I'm telling you right now, if you let the government indoctrinate you, you're not going to have freedom. So we got rid of, get rid of government education. We've got to get rid of fake money. If you're not going to use constitutional, honest money or just weights and measures, you know what? If you don't have an honest money system, nothing in your society will be honest, right? Okay, I want to focus on those things and solutions. When we get back, I want to give Kirk Crosby a chance to respond. I just didn't want him to start and then shut him up right before the break. When we come back, we'll let Kirk rock and roll. Then I got some other interesting stories we'll chat about.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
This hour is brought to you in part by CSPOA.org. That's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org. Become part of the solution today. Also in part by GiveMeLibertyFund.com. When you want a win-win-win situation for patriots, GiveMeLibertyFund.com. And last but certainly not least, do business with the good guys. ThePowerMall.com. Thank Joyce Riley and everybody for their support over at The Power Hour. ThePowerMall.com. Do business with the good guys today, would you please? Kirk Crosby, you're up. Your response to our email listener.
You know, I can't really think of anything that you two said that I disagree with, although makes me think of the phrase where the one guy was said he he said he wanted patience and he wanted it now. And, you know, that's basically the way we want freedom. We want it now. We don't mean to say to this, writer that we don't think there are groups of bad guys that get together, but it's basically good and evil. And that's been going on forever. You can call them what you will. Rush Limbaugh and guys like that will never mention things like Council on Foreign Relations and other groups that most people have never heard of, and yet you'd be surprised how many of their insider kind of guys that basically control our government. So we're not going to say that there are not what we'd call conspiracies or whatever, but when it comes right down to it, it's just the good and the bad, and you've got to identify what's good and support it and build on it, and what's bad, you got to avoid it.
Let me give you an example. Antonin Scalia just passed away. A lot of people praised him as a man of God. He was the one, by the way, that led the in-favor decision for Sheriff Richard Mack. He wrote the opinion brief, if you will, for the majority in Mack's favor against the Clinton administration at the Supreme Court. Richard Mack would think, hey, that's a pretty good guy. So would I. However, there's all kinds of allegations now by others that he was part of some elite Catholic insider group and this and that. You know what? He may have been. Okay. But again, what good's it going to do? The answer is, when he did good, we support him. When he did bad, we reject him. And you can analyze things on basic principle that way. You can look at the good in people and the bad in people. By their fruits shall ye know them. So all I'm telling you is that I'm not saying there's not conspiracy. There is. I'm not saying there's not secret combinations against the people. There are. I'm not saying there's not wickedness in high places. There, no doubt, is plenty of that. I'm just saying that God wins, not Satan. And I'm just saying that if we're on the side of morality, if we're on the side of integrity, if the people keep God's commandments, he will protect them. He'll be their rearward, their forward, on their left hand and then on their right hand. He will heal their land and protect them. And if we don't obey God, he won't. And that's more important than any snapshot or soundbite of history you could promote for whatever agenda you may have. That's the critical point. All right. Anyway, enough of that. I just thought it was worth asking, what would you do if you were in charge and it was up to you to restore America? That's a critical question, because that's really what the debate ought to be about. But no, they just argued and, you know, wasted everybody's time like they've done, what, 8 debates now? All right. Former Sheriff Richard Mack is our guest, CSPOA.org. I guess they're called magic bullets. Now, I know this is a weird phrase because we used to mock the JFK assassination where they had magic bullets, where like one bullet from the repository from one whacked out guy just crazily, shot. We don't believe any of that, right? The JFK assassination has been busted wide open for years. Nevertheless, magic bullets. The U.S. military has now patented what they call safer self-destruct ammo that's supposedly safer in cities. Russia Today has the details, and it says the U.S. military has patented a new kind of self-destructing bullet, which the inventors say should make city warfare safer for civilians. Do you want to respond to that, Sheriff?
Why are we not surprised? We have safe bombs that only destroy people and not the buildings. And, I guess this was a technology that was bound to come sooner or later, And so I would really, when you first said it, Sam, I was just thinking here, as someone who has been in law enforcement police training for 20, 30 years, they're going to have to show me that before I buy into that. Does the technology or pursuit of that technology surprise me? Not really. But again, I was born in Missouri, and you're going to have to show me that one.
I have a question, though. Does that mean they're expecting this term called city warfare? Are we going to have much, much more and more of that expected? And are they provoking that idea? Seems to me that they are.
Is it a way to protect cops from, accidental shootings or, all the horrible police shootings that we've seen the last few years? Is it a way to diminish those? Maybe.
Well, what they would say is the way we're going to diminish those is disarm the American people entirely, and then the government will be the only ones to have these safe bullets to only get the bad guys, right?
Yeah, that certainly sounds like it would fit into their subterfuge.
You know, and that's kind of the lie here, is this idea that guns are evil, and you got to create safe items. And I would say that items, objects, aren't good or evil. They just exist. It depends on who's at the helm and how they're being used by whom for what that determines the good or evilness of a given bullet or item or gun or whatever you want to say. It's in the hands of the beholder, right?
Yeah, and Sam, I was driving my car yesterday, and I was just thinking, I saw on the highway it said 861 fatalities in Arizona last year. That's one too many, or one is too many. It said one is too many, and I thought, well, then why don't we have safety parking zones established for everybody to park 5 miles away from their home and then let them walk home the last 5 miles? Because you buy into the rationale from Obama, who says if it saves but one life. Well, most accidents occur within 5 miles of your home. So let's have everybody have safety park zones where they park their cars and then walk home or ride a bicycle the rest of the way home, so that we can save at least one life. And as a matter of fact, that would save thousands and thousands of lives. And as crazy as it would be, why aren't we doing that? Why aren't we doing it? It's going to save just one life. It would be worth it, wouldn't it?
The real solution to that, because, all those fatalities occur so close to home, is you have to move.
Yeah, move away from home. Well, I don't know, Kurt, you're getting me pretty confused now, and I was already confused when I was saying it.
Well, if you just have everybody rent out their house to somebody else, then they'd be in your home and you'd be in their home, and, you'd be like...
Maybe that would be easier.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you something like that's going to come, and these smart cars, of course, they're already coming up with smart cars. Let's not have people drive. Let's have a computer program drive the car for you. And so, yeah, I guess this stuff is coming, but I'm going to tell you right now, they're going to have to show me that bullet.
Well, they already showed you the JFK bullet, sir. It was incredible.
Well, it was.
See?
Yeah, the technology didn't exist then, but
Now, the other question I would have about this is, you said you were driving your weapon down the road. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, my car is a weapon.
Yeah, if you're an evil person, it could be a weapon, right?
Well, of course.
It's not a weapon to any good, moral, honest, appropriate thinking person. It's a blessing for travel, right?
Well, that's what I thought.
Well, and you can be wrong on occasion, sir. I mean, it's crazy. All right, so they patented these bullets. I don't know if they're going to let us have the new kind of self-destructing bullets or not, but here's the next question. They always want to have these bullets that you can track back to a given gun, guaranteed kind of an idea. How does that work, sir?
What?
All right, they're trying to make bullets where they can track them back to a certain gun to know who shot them, right?
Well, they can already do that with the rifling.
Yeah, but not with destructive bullets that destroy themselves, sir.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's what I'm trying to get across, is how does that all work? I know they can do it now, but not for the... So now you'll be able to say, well, the cop didn't shoot. What?
Yeah.
Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack, CSPOA.org, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association with us. Kirk Crosby on the road as well, Sam in studio. All right, this is an interesting story that I want to brief you guys on too and get your opinions on. Federal court rules. You can be arrested for filming the cops. A federal appeals court in the Eastern District of Pennsylvania has ruled that filming the police without a specific challenge or criticism is not, I repeat, not constitutionally protected. There's two cases, Fields versus City of Philadelphia and DeRossi versus the City of Philadelphia. And I guess they have two different instances there where some folks were basically filming the cops and they got arrested. Sheriff?
Well, I think we've discussed that on your show before, haven't we?
Yeah, but we used to say that it was legal to film the cops.
Yeah.
Now the cops run around and say it's illegal, and now they get the judge to buy off on their, in my opinion, unconstitutional assertion.
Well, it is totally unconstitutional, because what's in public, as soon as a cop walks outside of his house, he's filmable. I mean, he's in public view. He's a public servant. He's in a uniform that's paid for by the public. He's in a car paid for by the public. His duties are all public. You know, if they're having a debriefing or a secret meeting, if they do that in a restaurant where they're in public view and in hearing, then they are stupid to do that, because it is going to be intercepted by somebody. So when we need to be secret, we go inside and we have a secret meeting about criminals and how we're going to catch this burglar or this rapist or whatever. Yeah, that needs to be secret. And we don't do that in public, and the public is not allowed to be a part of that. That will not be subject to their cameras. Once you're outside and you're going on a high-speed pursuit, or, you know, I see cops all the time violating traffic laws. I saw a cop just a couple of days ago make four different lane changes and a turn without using his signal one time. And I felt like going up to him and just following him and say, hey, I want you to write yourself a ticket. And so any of that.
Hey, I know a guy that actually pulled over the cops for doing the wrong thing, you know?
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, you and I have talked about that before. So that, yeah, absolutely. Whatever they do in public is subject to public purview. And I'm sorry, but any court, again, trying to protect the police on something like this is ridiculous. It just absolutely amazes me how stupid courts and judges can be.
And what you're going to get is you're going to get conflicting realities in the appellate courts and in the district courts. And then you're going to have basically the Supreme Court not willing to discuss it. And then you get this kind of no man's land of, well, it's not really law because we know it's unconstitutional, but they can kind of de facto force it to be that way. That's where they're kind of going with this thing, I think, right?
Yeah, probably. But the first thing I was thinking of, what if a dash cam or a body cam on a police officer doesn't catch everything, or it's not the same as somebody who just filmed them and say, oh, you're missing a few things on yours is not as accurate or wide angle as mine. And they actually prove, how many times have we seen innocuous films of cops turn into a deadly shooting or some deadly incident where the cops have tried to frame somebody or toss a gun at an innocent victim because somebody just happened to be filming? That would be illegal and against the law unless they prove later on it was necessary to prove the guilt of a police officer. Well, how do you know until the film gets to its end? They would be making that literally illegal, unless something came up. So how do you know until something bad happens in one of those scenarios?
Well, the genius of America was intended to have equality for all before God and before the law, okay? That was the idea, to have equality before God and before the law. In other words, we're all on equal footing. It's our conscience that governs us, and government is supposed to protect that reality of equality. And that doesn't mean that if you make different choices that you don't change that game. I'm just saying the goal is to have government uphold equality and what's best for everyone equally, okay? Now, if the cops can record, but I can't record because the law says I can't, then we somehow say by being a cop, you get these, quote, special privileges beyond what the population has. And all that can be just turned around and used against us. And remember, when we talked about these body cams in the beginning, I said this body cam thing is going to go all wrong if we start having government force that the cops wear body cams. Number one, then the body cam is going to tell the story. It may or may not be true. People won't have a defense. Now they're saying not only will the government have all the record because they're going to, by law, force body cams and record, but you don't get a record, sir.
Well, yeah. So, yeah, it's always one-sided, and it's always against the citizen. And here they're creating a crime out of, again, something that is not a crime absolutely whatsoever. And, again, this is how the courts are going. We are subjects to the police. We are subjects to government. And in America, it's supposed to be just the opposite. And we can and we have the responsibility to check on our police and on our local officials. And this is one way to do it. And I'm telling you, it's just another sign that we don't trust our police. So they're saying, yes, we don't want you filming these people because, yeah, we already know they cannot be trusted. Holy moly.
Kurt, what do you think? You going to record the cops?
The thing about the whole deal is it's nice to know when it comes to our police officers and our sheriffs and that kind of thing. It's nice to know personally police chiefs who are worthy of your support. It's nice to know sheriffs and former sheriffs who show us what really. Well, a sheriff should do, and a sheriff should be like. And that's one thing that we really enjoy about working with the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association is it is a solution. And, on this whole filming thing, and all the cameras and everything, it is pretty amazing how, I'll tell you what, there's camera about everywhere. And yet when, there's, like problems like with the Lavoie-Finicum thing or whatever, somehow the film just isn't available. It just doesn't seem to be, ready there. Now, if it was me double parked, hey, that film's going to be there all the time. It's pretty amazing how that works you know, so many times where the good guys, they don't seem to have any lack of film on them, but the bad guys, you know, the film just kind of disappears, you know?
Sheriff, what do you say? The CSPOA is going to the next level, right?
Well, we sure are trying to, and right now, Sheriff Glenn Palmer is our number one priority, and we're planning an event there for him, and we're going to have sheriffs, especially our constitutional sheriffs, all over the country go there to defend him against the ridiculous and heinous attacks going on towards him. And he was, as you well know, our first constitutional sheriff of the year at our CSPOA convention back in 2012. And right now, he is being attacked because he is a constitutional sheriff. Plain and simply, that's it. And he was the first to have our constitutional training back about 15 years ago because he has waged a battle against the Forest Service, who has been going after his citizens, and he has stood in the way. He has interposed on their behalf. And so right now, we're leaning towards March 18th. It could be the week before. It could be the week after. But we're working on those details today, and we'll let everybody know. But we sure need everybody's financial support so we can make this thing happen.
And I think this is where the CSPOA shines. This is the time, to pardon the pun, play the fiddle. This is the time to get involved and to do something and to take action. Because if we can't have our sheriffs stand up and interpose on our behalf, if we can't have constitutional sheriffs, we're going to lose, in my humble opinion, one of the last battles in terms of restoring America and defending against overreaching, out-of-control government and anarchy on the other side. There's a balance there, Sheriff.
Yeah, there is, and we are that balance, and we are the solution, and it's been an amazing time just the last few months in American history. And what happened to Lavoie Finicum, what happened to the Hammonds, and what has happened to Sheriff Palmer all fit in the same category of police abuse, government abuse, and literally a dispatcher who just says, well, I thought Sheriff Palmer was a security risk. I think he's a security risk. With no concrete accusations, with nothing, no charges, no problems.
And I say to even suggest such a thing publicly without hardcore evidence, and without bringing it through the proper channels, is a bigger security risk.
Yeah. Hey, and Sam, I got to apologize, but I got to run. I've got to get to a meeting.
Godspeed, sir. Travel safe.
Thanks so much.
All right. When we get back, we'll have Kirk Crosby kind of chime in here on a bunch of things. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Kurt, here we go. Tom emails back. Again, this is the problem with listeners. What they got to understand is, you know what, Tom, if you want your own talk show to tell the truth as you see it, my friend, be my guest. Create your own talk show. Tell the tale as you see it. I'm not here to debate you on what you believe or what you think. I'm here to focus on what I believe, what I think, what I understand, and why. But here's what Tom responds back with. Sam, you're not interested in the truth. You have no idea. All right. You can have that opinion, but I submit to you that I am interested in the truth. You have no idea what you're talking about. I listen to your show enough. You should have done the research first. But you spoke without knowing what you're talking about. Now, I submit to you that I have done the research, okay? I submit to you that I've done my own personal research. I just happen to disagree with you, Tom. That's all. I don't disagree that some of the points you make are valid. I just disagree with your interpretation and your view on some of the facts. And I disagree with some of the facts that you claim are facts. Okay, but here's the deal. If I have my own opinion and my own beliefs and my own understanding of the facts, they differ from yours, then you say I have no clue. I didn't say you didn't have a clue, and I didn't say you're not entitled to your own opinion. What I'm saying is, here's what I believe, and here's why, and here's what I'm going to do, and here's what I think. By the way, I'm entitled to that. He said, I don't like the fact that the sheriff, no clue, calling me a racist. Okay, the sheriff didn't call anybody a racist. All the sheriff said was, I'm not going to divide against the blacks and the whites, the Jews versus the Christians. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to go into that racist idea, and I'm not going to... Okay, that's all the sheriff said. He didn't call Tom anything. I'm not racist, Tom says. I only gave you historical facts. You should stick to what you know you speak out about things that you have no idea. Do you think it's the Irish? Muslims, you talk about the public school indoctrination. Guess what they teach? The Holocaust and 9/11. You think the Holocaust happened? Have Dennis Wise on your show and see if you can convince him that the Holocaust happened. I doubt you will. He says, all right, now, I'm the first one that has stood up and said 9/11 is a problem and we don't have the truth on it. The narrative from the government is a lie. I'm the one that points out that Glenn Beck says anyone who wants the truth on 9/11, any 9/11 truther works with Al-Qaeda, they'll destroy the country. Okay? I'm the one that says I want the truth on 9/11, but what I'm not going to do is pretend that I know facts that I don't know. I do know that there are anomalies in the 9/11 incident that really concerns me, and I personally believe that the government is at fault, and it was a false flag, and the government let it happen. Rogue agents within the government enabled that to occur. That's my opinion. Okay? We can debate each fact along the way and discuss if they're facts or not. There's all kinds of views on 9/11. Same thing with the Holocaust. Now, some would say the Holocaust didn't exist at all. Some would say, oh, it existed and they killed this many million people. I would submit to you that I think the Holocaust is overstated. And I think it pales in comparison to some of the other murderous intents of governments and et cetera around the world. But I'm not going to defend the Holocaust. I'm not going to run around and say it did or did not happen. First off, I wasn't even alive. But I will say this. I know people that were there, and they claim it happened. And so, you know what? I'm just going to simply say this. Government has killed more people than any other organizations in the history of the world. And they've done it under the guise of all kinds of religions. And bad actor evil people throughout the history of the world have destroyed freedom and life for literally millions and millions and millions. I'm not going to have this guy on and debate the Holocaust and debate this and debate that and whatever. I know that I know people personally that have died. I'm sorry, that have had family members die and have lived through some of the events in Germany. Okay, I'm not here to debate their stories or call them a liar or say what they say happened didn't happen. Okay, and that's why this issue is so contentious. But I would submit to Tom, I don't find a single solution in attacking me and saying, Sam, you're wrong. You don't have a clue. You don't even know what you're talking about. You're ignorant. You're clueless. You're a waste of time. I listen to you forever. You don't even know. My response to that is, great, Tom. I appreciate it, buddy. Turn off your radio. Start your own talk show and tell it as you see it. Or come back to me with solutions, which, by the way, we've been talking about for 2 hours. The solutions are turning to God. The solutions are separating good from evil. The solutions are self-governing through the Ten Commandments. The solutions are rejecting government school and learning. And am I saying that I'm completely right and Tom's completely wrong? No, I'm not. I'm just saying that I call it as I see it the best I can. Tom does the same. Tom has the right to his opinion. What he doesn't have the right to do is co-opt my opinion into his, or I'm clueless. I never said Tom was clueless. I just say I don't agree with exactly the facts that he lay out. I'm not going to blame the Jews or the Zionists or the Vatican. I'm not going to go into that big debate, not because I'm afraid of the debate, but because I believe there's half-truths in all of it. Let me give you an example. Biblically, is Israel defended? And the answer is yes. That doesn't mean that the current government of Israel, that destroys freedom everywhere and runs around like a tyranny, that the Bible is defending that wicked government. So is there a difference between the current government and the biblical Israel? Yeah, there is. So we can debate about these things forever, and I don't find it helpful. I really don't. We can debate for 50 hours, and let's say that we come back and say, okay, the Holocaust did or did not exist. Now what have we gained? Well, Sam, you've gained some facts in history. Great. How does that help me protect liberty for my children? Well, Sam, if you know history, you won't repeat it. Okay, we're repeating it right now, and I know history. Tom knows history, and we differ on our beliefs relating to those facts. And we also differ on how we should go about the knowledge that we have. Does that make Tom right and me wrong, or me right and Tom wrong? I don't think so. I think the truth is the truth. But I think there's a lot of different faces of the truth. Kurt, you want to add to that?
Well, it's a great point. And Tom may appreciate the fact that at least here he has somewhat of a voice. In other words, he can send an email, and I would suggest he might want to try doing that with, like, Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck. He'll never see the light of day there, but, you know, on the other hand, one listener writes in, Patty from Utah says that her dad told her that, like you said, governments have killed more people than all the wars added up. And of course, I'm sure he means wicked governments or bad government.
Well, good clarification, Kurt. That's right. I agree.
Yeah. And, you know, so it just comes down to good and bad, and we like to work on solutions. That's why we present to you, ladies and gentlemen, the GiveMeLibertyFund.com. And by the way, you can go eat at one of our favorite places, the State Street Grill there in Pleasant Grove, Utah, where our buddy, well, Patty and Greg hang out, and they'll feed you some great food. And you can mention after you join the Give Me Liberty Fund, that fund, and you'll get a discount, right, Sam? So, you know.
Patty also talks about how much she's learned from us on the radio, Kurt. Patty also talks about how much she's learned from us on the radio, Kurt, which I think is important.
Yeah, you know, and of course, that is nice being able to chew our own horn. But, you know, one of the things that we would say to Patty is, thank goodness for all the people like Sheriff Mack and others that agree to appear with us. Then we can basically be taught on a daily basis from these great individuals, you know.
Yeah, and I don't think it's a matter of tooting our own horn, Kurt. I want to kind of mention, you know what, if somebody wants to dig in to what our buddy Tom has laid out on the radio, hey, I gave you the name of the person that Tom basically pitches as the expert. You can search that out on the internet and pursue it yourself. You can go ahead and study the Holocaust and do it yourself. I brought the issue straight from Tom to you, and you're free to go discover who you think's right, Tom or Sam, or neither of us, or both of us. This is America. And that's my point, is that I don't need to have a big fight with Tom. I let people know who Tom thinks is the expert, and I gave people the information that they can use to determine it for themselves, Kurt. And it isn't about me. Tom's a participant. All these guests that we have on are participants. I don't educate everybody myself. We all do together, including Tom.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right.
And I'm not trying to say that it's me, that I'm awesome. Kurt brings up tons of good information. And I can't take any credit for that, nor am I trying to. I'm just making the point that this is what Liberty News Radio Network is about. We bring issues to the table. We let you bring issues to the table. Hey, if you want to go study what Tom said, by all means, people, please do. I'm not telling you that I know everything, that I'm right. I'm just telling you my personal views on it. Tom has his personal views, to which he's entitled.
Yep.
What he's not entitled to do is pretend that I'm an evil enemy because I don't agree with his views. That's where I think we've got a problem. Can we agree to disagree? And can we be agreeable doing it? I just laid out at my expense your information, Tom, for anybody in the world to research. How many talk show hosts are willing to do that for you, sir? Just wondering. All right, Kurt, travel safe back. We'll see you in studio on Monday, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
ThePoliticalCesspool.org tomorrow night is going to be at the Trump rally going on in Memphis, Tennessee. ThePoliticalCesspool.org tomorrow night. Check that out. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. We the people can restore America, ladies and gentlemen, but it takes a lot of work. The court of public opinion is valuable, even if opinions disagree. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, RepublicBroadcasting.org. This nation shall endure.